Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? All right. Welcome to Bethel Presbyterian Church on this Communion Sunday. We are blessed to see all your faces. And again, we thank you for coming. It's always a joy to spend Sunday morning with our family of faith. This morning's scripture comes out of 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. It is very familiar to you, I'm sure, and it is short. So we'll go to the Lord now in His Word, and then I will try to grab a hold to some elements out of this piece of Scripture and give you a short and brief message before we celebrate the Lord's Supper this morning. So let's go to the Lord now. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took the bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and He said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In My blood, do this. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes again. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone who ought to examine themselves, certainly before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning's message is called "The Most Important Meal." Meals are special to us. They're special times. We gather our loved ones together and they allow us time with family and friends whenever we prepare them. And however small they are or however large they are, meal times are important to us. I'm sure all of us have a favorite, and I'm sure we have a favorite type, perhaps, of meal. Meals and meal times have their own special memories for each of us as well. If I polled the congregation this morning, I'm sure that a favorite family or friend memory would come from a mealtime that you have shared with loved ones. This morning, I want to speak about another celebration centered around a plain and very simple meal. There is no other meal more special than the one in which we are getting ready to partake in this morning. We all know this meal to be the Lord's Supper. Some call it the Lord's Supper, and others call it communion. Some people call it Holy Communion. But no matter what we call it, it is a very special time that we have, that we take a moment with our Lord and our Savior, and we share that time with Him as well as those who are with us this morning. This past weekend, we celebrated the beginning of a new year. Although we are looking ahead to what our new year will bring, we take time to look back and remember the years past and all of its happenings. This year is a time marked with great celebration. We've celebrated our successes of previous year, and we look forward to the celebration of our successes in the coming year. Each year at this particular time, we review where we've been so that we can better determine where we certainly want to go. One advantage of a review is we have a different perspective on our life. We can see the past from a different angle than we could see it while living in the present. In our review, we can examine all the struggles and the hurdles and hopefully make a plan to mitigate or even perhaps eliminate those hurdles and struggles that we faced in the previous year. This morning, as we look back on our faithful past, it would be wise to remember someone who gave of himself so that this new year has immense hope. Jesus Christ defeated sin and its punishment when he willingly gave his life on the cross for you and for me. Because of his sacrifice, regardless of our stumbles, our mistakes, where we are, who we are, how much we have in our personal possessions, regardless of all those things, to include what will come in 2022 that we cannot see yet, the blessing is we are forgiven because of God's sacrifice and Jesus' grace. So this morning, let me give you a few things to contemplate in the new year as you navigate yourselves into the future that lies ahead for each one of you. But before we begin, let me give you a little background, just a little. The first time we hear about the Lord's Supper was when Jesus and his disciples were in the upper room celebrating the Passover. Biblical history teaches us that Passover had happened about 1,000 years before Jesus participated in the Last Supper. God took a reluctant man in Moses to fulfill a promise that he had made to Abraham that the children of Israel would have what is known as the Promised Land. But after the promise, the children of Israel sinned against God and became the captives of the Egyptians. So God then prepares and sends Moses to the leader of the Egyptians, the Pharaoh, and he tells him to let the Israelites go free. Time after time, plague after plague, Pharaoh says no, and when he finally does say yes, he would go back on his word to God and Moses. So God tells Moses, I have one more plague that will cause Pharaoh to let my people go. He says, at midnight, the firstborn of the Egyptians shall die, but none of the children of Israel will die. So then he instructed the children of Israel. He tells them this, that they are to take a lamb, a male without blemish, he says, and they were to kill that lamb and take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the house where they would eat that night. And they were to take that meat and that lamb that they had sacrificed and cook it, and they were to fill their bellies. And that night, it says in Exodus 12:13, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So then God goes on to tell him that this was not a one-time thing. Now here's the important message for us this morning. This is not a one-time thing. Exodus 12:14 says, so this day shall be a memorable one, and you shall keep it as the feast of the Lord throughout your generations. So let's now fast forward to the Last Supper, where Jesus is present with his disciples, who are celebrating what they know to be the Passover. At the Last Supper, Jesus sets the disciples back on their cushions. He strikes them with a statement. It shocks them. He says at the Last Supper, and celebrating the Passover while the disciples were celebrating together and talking amongst each other, Jesus tells his disciples this. He says, I am now to be the Passover. I am now to be the Passover. I will pour out my blood, and not just for the Jews, but for everyone. Because when God sees my blood, He will pass over you and the sin that you have committed and the judgment that is due you. I will take that with me, because that sin and judgment truly belongs to you, but my blood will cause God and the Father to pass over. Listen to these words from Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is our eternal gift. So with that said, as we stand on day 9 of our New Year's journey, let's take a quick second to reflect and remember this. Jesus never tells us to remember His birth, does He? He doesn't. But yet, that is probably the most celebrated holiday of the season, and certainly the most popular religious holiday. Jesus also does not tell us to remember His life. Although, what an example He did set for us as He walked upon this earth. There is nothing wrong with certainly remembering His birth and remembering His death, but Jesus never told us to remember those. However, Jesus always, always asked us to remember His crucifixion and the reason that He died. I had a discussion with a friend of mine several months ago, and church came up, as it generally always does, and he said, "Hey Derek, what is the need to attend church anymore? It's now just as easy to sit at home and see it virtually. I could stay at home and get the same experience as you do by going to church." You have to ask yourself this morning, is he wrong? Is that a false statement? So here is the post-pandemic mistake made by thousands of Christians alike, who are geared now to a virtual faith and not attending church on a regular basis and staying home and catching it on the live stream video. I asked my friend this question. So if you're right, how are you practicing your faith that way? How are you following Jesus' example that way? How are you being fishermen of men in your living room? And last but not least, when and how are you participating in the sacrament that's commanded of you? You see, like church attendance, communion, it wasn't a request. It's not a request. It was a commandment from Jesus. The Bible does not say Jesus said, when you feel like it, or when you get the time, come on and share in the body of Christ, in the blood of Christ. It doesn't say that at all. It says this. Jesus said in Scripture this morning, do this in remembrance of me. Not only is it a time of remembrance, it's also a time of appreciation for you and me. Communion is a time where we thank Jesus for what He did for us. He left heaven and all the glory that came with it. He came to a world, full of sin, born into a manger. He was persecuted, prosecuted, crucified, and bled and died for me and you. And He simply asked one thing, do this in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is to be a time of anticipation. The Lord's Supper is not just a time to look back, but to also look forward. The Lord's Supper links the first coming to the second coming. Every time we take of the Lord's Supper, we are to be reminded that He is coming back. Isn't our desire to sit at the Lord's table in heaven one day in His presence? Is that not our desire? It is our desire. Thus, we should sit here this morning. And every morning that communion is called by the session and a church, we should take the time to do it in remembrance of Him. So now, as we stand clearly in the new year, I want you to remember, as the days of 2022 will come and pass, communion is not just a time of commemoration and appreciation. It is also a personal time of examination, as declared in Scripture this morning. You see, the purpose of the Lord's Supper today is not just to remember what He has done for us, but it's also to serve a time for us to get it right. For us to get it right. We have to get it right with Him. That's what part of our purpose is this morning. So again, this morning, as I give the invitation in a few minutes to the Lord's table, I invite you to take this time to examine yourselves and prepare to accept the greatest gift ever given to mankind. This, my friends, in all of its glory, should be always your favorite meal. Amen.